This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, hey, welcome America. That's right. This is the Invent America show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We talk to inventors from around the globe. We talk about the process where me and my co-hosts, we actually go out there and we travel the roads and look for the products of the future, the great ideas, and how you take a product from an idea to the drawing paper, to the patent process, legal process. Nobody ever thinks about the marketing process, and that's what we're going to talk about today also. But I'd like to welcome to the show right now my co-host, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself, fresh off the National Hardware Show. We are kind of getting back and getting our legs beneath us again. Rita, welcome to the show, Rita.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's always a pleasure. And you're exactly right. We always learn things at the show. And so our topic today is about what we refer to as barriers to entry. But kind of in layman's term, what it means is the issue that a particular industry has for allowing a new product to hit the shelves.
Yeah, that's another thing we need to talk about, because you might have that next great idea, but it's the process of really trying to get it licensed and get it to the market that you might have some other snags that you might not know about, you know?
Exactly. I mean, next week we're going to talk about how you do your own market research, because that was another thing that we talked about at the show quite a bit. But today it's really about those challenges for a particular industry. Let me give you an example. For a pet product, all of the shelf space in those big pet areas, the PetSmarts, the Pet.com, it is owned by maybe four or five companies in the country. And so if you don't get their attention, those stores are not going to put your product on the shelf space. So what do you do? It's not that you don't do your product. It's how do you get around that? Years ago, we had a product, and he's like, all right, who would use this product? And so when we started talking about it, holy cow, they went to the doggy daycare centers. It was picked up by the whole national chain of doggy daycares. And so they were selling it on Amazon and the doggy daycares. So knowing the challenge helps you get around the challenge.
That's really a good point. So tell us a little bit about the show we got planned today.
All right. So our first guest today is Tim Hewlett, and he's going to talk about what he learned at the show. And then our expert, Michael Miller, he was the one at the show that said, all right, Tim, this is a cool product. Everybody loves it. But let's talk about this issue that you've got. And then our second guest is going to be Jasmine, and her name is Jasmine Sturr. She invented her own home health care product that would deal with her issue, but she's got a completely different barrier to entry. And so Every industry is going to have some kind of barrier to entry. And our job is to help those inventors out there understand what they might be.
And so you have a multi-purpose show today, right? You have and then you got Michael Miller coming on later on in the show also, right, Mike?
Right, because he was on the other side of things, where I help inventors get through the process. Michael was the one that, you know, Danko owned all the shelf space at Home Depot. If you couldn't get Danko's attention, you weren't going to get into Home Depot. So he's got a very personal, you know, experience with this barrier to entry topic. And like I said, he was the one that pointed out the one that Tim has to deal with for a Luma ladder. So he's our expert in multiple ways today, kind of our go-to guy to help inventors understand, you know, that there are issues out there and how best to deal with them.
So we have Tim Hewlett, who he was on the show before, the ladder inventor, and then Jasmine right. Sturr. We're going to talk about home health care, I think, right? And
right.
Michael Miller.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. We're going to start broadening out besides just what we would see at home, you know, the National Hardware Show, now that it's over, that there's a lot of other industries that our regular inventors invent for. So we want to start, you know, giving them their due.
And, okay, so tell us a little bit about your website again, you know, how people can really get on the show.
Okay, perfect. So go to Inventor Lady and click on that button that is right under the Inventor Lady logo that says, would you like to be on the show? And then fill it in. It shoots right back to me. And that way then we can start kind of putting these different people that have asked to be on the show in the right category. So what we do is we set a topic for the day, and then I go out and look for those inventors that would be able to talk about that issue. And so we've got, you know, some coordination to it. I can line up the right expert for that inventor. But it's real easy, and then we send out, you can see what your local channel is. We've got all kinds of links on the website so that you can get the answers you want. And if you can't find it, just send me an email, and one of the team will get back to you and answer the questions.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know we had a great time at the National Hardware Show, and we, I think what you had, 25 inventors there?
We did.
So how, I know you're setting up for next year, right? And we're going to talk about that probably in upcoming weeks. Get your space up in the future, you know, so.
Absolutely, because we're going to be organizing our space differently, just to get the better traffic going through it. We were in an ideal location last year. We want the people to be able to walk through easily, so there'll be different aisles within our own booth, which will be kind of exciting. And you're exactly right. I've had a lot of people who were just walking the show last year that have asked to go with us. So we'll start getting that news out there, and a lot of the inventors who were in our booth want to go with us again. It's always exciting when, you know, we get off one and we're ready to start going on the next one. So we've laid out, you know, kind of our floor plan for our booth, getting all of that signed up, signed the contract already. So we will be there. We will be in West Hall next year instead of North Hall, South Hall that we were in this year. So we'll be back in the new building. It was a wonderful building. We were there twice before. And you know that because you were broadcasting. Okay, I've got a classic question for you. Are you going to be broadcasting from our booth next year?
Of course.
Oh, well, all right then.
You got to get that advertised. Hey, I'm going to even be staying at your mansion. So what are we talking about?
There you go. There you go.
I would say your rented mansion.
Yes, it is a rented house. So yes, we would love to have you.
Oh,
although
man.
we might get you to do a little Elvis for us.
There you go, Vibber. All right, Vibber.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a short break. That's right. We're going to have an upcoming guest and topic. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We're going to come back with our first guest, our first topic right here. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkTV.com. That's HometalkTV.com. You can also go to the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. And finally, if you can't catch us there, you can always go to the Inventor Lady website herself, InventorLady.com. So right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, we're going to be right back. Yay! With our first guest.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, hey, welcome back, everyone. That's right, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Also on the Genesis Communication Radio .com at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. The show, the Invent America show, is aired 4 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Central Time every Saturday evening. And it's always available on demand 24/7, 365. Rita, we have, man, he's becoming a fixture on the show, man. We might as well sell him some space, you know, Michael Miller, right? So what Mike does for you again? What Mike does for you again?
Michael, he's always been a go-to person for me and for my inventors to get information about a variety of industries, because he's worked in a variety of industries. And so when we were at the National Hardware Show, and he came up and he would talk to me, he'd go out and kind of scout for different products, as far as, you know, helping our inventors talk to somebody about licensing. And he was the one that came back and said, you know, Aluma Ladder, cool product, big issue, which was going to be the product liability insurance. So he's worked for Danco, that owns, you know, all the plumbing space in Home Depot. So if you don't get Danco's attention, you don't get into Home Depot if you've got a plumbing product. But Mike, talk to us a little bit. Thank you for being here with us today. I always get those things turned around. But talk to us a little bit about this issue of the product liability. Now, we've had two guests on. One was Aluma Ladder, who you know. The other one was Jasmine Sturr with StomaSaver, which is a home health care product. And her big barrier is the FDA.
Absolutely. And thank you once again for having me on. Actually, medical devices is where I have a number of my inventions over the years, and work for a medical device manufacturer. So I'm very familiar with the FDA and FDA requirements. And I think whenever you go to look at any of these products, certainly I do, and all these companies that are looking at licensing products, you really have to look at two major things. One is quality, and the other one is actually the product compliance. And every product, I don't care what it is, it can be a paperclip, has some sort of regulatory issues regarding that product. And so you really need to understand what are the specific safety standards for the product. Those are generally by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And by the way, they have a great product called the Regulatory Robot that you can go in and check to see what are some of the specific regulatory things that you need to be concerned about with your product. The other one actually is substance regulations, as far as what's that product made of? And those would be things like Prop 65 in California and low lead requirements for plumbing products. I mean, there's just a ton of those, and you have to be very familiar with those about your product, because that can have really huge implications on you moving forward with it, as well as a company actually licensing the product from you.
Okay, so we've got regulatory issues, we've got product liability insurance issues, and then there are issues like companies owning the majority of the shelf space.
That's absolutely right, which is why you really have to be understanding of what are those requirements for your product, and you need to be just as smart about it as those companies that have that shelf space. And especially if there's a company that is looking to gain shelf space from a current owner of that area, because they might not be as familiar with some of those requirements, and that's why you really need to be knowledgeable if you're going to license to them. So you're either going to license to the company that has that shelf space or somebody that's trying to get the shelf space. And that's really what it comes down to a lot of times.
Yeah, and it makes such a difference. The sooner an inventor knows what their hurdles are or their barriers to entry, the better their decision-making process. You know, maybe they decide, okay, I'm just not going to deal with this. Or it's like, all right, let me go this route.
Absolutely. And Rita, we've ran into a number of products that you and I talked about over the years where we've had an inventor who's maybe manufactured 10,000, 20,000 units of a particular product, thinking they had everything done, thinking they were really, really great with it, and then come to find out that actually the labels were incorrect. The barcode might have not been correct.
Well,
and so as working for a company that was actually going to license that product, that meant we could not bring that, we could not sell that product that they already had manufactured.
Right.
We
right.
really needed so, to start from scratch.
Mike, we need to read to wrap it up.
Wrap
the music's
up.
Playing.
Yeah, Mike, absolutely.
Mike, thank you so much. We got to run. We got to take a short break. We're up against the clock. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, and again, you can get all Michael's information from your website, right, Rita?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and wrap up the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA with my co-host, Rita Crumpton. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Yay!
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back. Wow, I'll tell you, Rita, you know, that was a good segment with Michael Miller, you know, making a valid point that you have to do your research. And one thing we never think about is the product liability part of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get one of the big product liability companies on who's out of Boston and helps inventors all over the country with their coverage, and we're going to ask him some very specific questions in the next few weeks.
Well, good. Well, I'll tell you what's going on, and again, how can we get on the program?
Well, go to the website, click on the button that says, would you like to be on the program? It's pretty straightforward. And answer the few questions that are there so that we know how to kind of put you in the right category for the right show. And, you know, pay attention. We're going to start posting then our topics so that you can say, oh, this is a good topic for me to be involved in. And you can let us know, because we want to be able to interact with all of those inventors out there who either have a product in the marketplace or are trying to get teed up.
And give us your website again, Rita.
InventorLady.com.
Say it one more time.
InventorLady.com.
Well, Rita, it's always great to have you again, and it's my sidekick, and hey, we're going to have another great show next week. Don't forget, 4 o'clock Central Time on the Genesis Communication Radio Network is the Invent America segment.
Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparrow. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyphic Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, Innovative Roofing Solutions, Seal It Right, Seal It Tight, Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab Expansion Joint Repair, Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining, Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yahoo!